Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the man we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dry.
Hey, it's great to be back, folks. It's been a couple weeks since I've been here.
You've been out and about.
I've been running around doing different stuff, and it's great to see you. Where have you been?
I have been just kind of waiting for you. I said, is Fred here? And they go, no. And so I just kind of stand around and wait. And so I'm with you now because you, last week here on the show, you got this new role in the new Transformers movie that's going to be coming out.
Well, what happens in I'm an actor for hire, and I don't do as much as I used to do by design, but necessarily so. Every once in a while, they'll call, and I'll go over there and have to read or meet with somebody, and then next thing you know, they'll say, yeah, you got the job, you got to go to wardrobe, and you got to get on an airplane, you got to go to Santa Cruz.
So you were in Santa Cruz, California.
Yeah, I was in Santa Cruz up there, which is right out of San Jose.
Yeah, and where were you shooting this? In a beautiful outside?
Well, it's right on the beach. There's a beautiful arcade and a roller coaster Belmont Park, I believe it was.
But yeah, just a nice area there. Did good restaurants around the place?
Oh yeah, it's been there a long time. Matter of fact, this one family has owned the park for over 100 years. It's family owned.
Oh wow,
it's beautiful. And when you walk into the place, the concrete is really smooth, and it's been painted gray, and there's no gum on the
floor.
You
check that. That's one of the first things you always check is for gum, right?
I watched for gum, yeah.
So this is the Transformers movie, and what role do you play?
I play a sheriff. Sheriff Locke is my name, and
in Highway 395, your movie that's at your website, FredDreyer.co,
that
people can go and download right today if they want to.
That's right.
So you were sheriff in Highway 395, and now sheriff.
So I've kind of branded myself to a degree
as a
sheriff and a man of authority.
That's good. All right, we got the Fred Dreyer Show. You can follow Fred Dreyer, by the way, on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. He is also big on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can always email. We'll have our email segment on the show, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll read your emails on the show.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Save on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors like vinyl plank, Woodlook tile, and Click ceramic plank up to 46% off with coupon. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off and bamboo up to 21% off. More from 49 cents plus special financing. And if you're a builder, contractor, or remodeler, our Pro Plus Services team is ready to help. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you today.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us every week at this time, nationwide, coast to coast, this radio station, this cable system, this social media site. We're here everywhere. You can check it all out at crntalk.com. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Listen, folks, we're all very aware of sports fanatics out there, but we're all very aware of what's been going on in the National Football League with the national anthem, the controversy. It's becoming widespread. It is a huge issue that has backfired tremendously on the National Football League and its players. It started, as we all know, we'll just do a little recap here. It started at the beginning of the year, you know, with San Francisco 49ers Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback, came out and refused to stand for the national anthem and was kneeling down. And that became a cause celeb. And when they asked him why he did that, he says, blacks in this country have been mistreated by the police. And I want to bring awareness to it, and I want to try to bring awareness to it and to try to fix it and to make it better and so forth and so on.
Exactly.
And having said that and done that.
Yes, he did that. A lot of headlines, yes, captured by
having
that.
Done all of that, the press ran with it and co-opted it to make it a civil rights issue that we were taking away from him because we disagreed with what he was saying. It wasn't we were disagreeing with what he said or what he was saying or his right to say it. But nothing was talked about, and I went through this hours ago with a very close friend of mine who we had a heated argument about it. And what is not being discussed is the fact is I don't agree with the venue in which Colin Kaepernick chose to air his political beliefs.
On the field, during the national anthem, kneeling, disrespect to the flag.
That's right.
He may have had a point. He may have wanted to say something about it. You're disagreeing with where he was doing it and how he was doing it.
You cannot be hired by an employer and be paid $15 million and then decide, I'm going to show up and act out my political beliefs and make these statements that I believe are true, and then I'm going to put the owner, put the league, put the fans, put my teammates and everybody else through the ringer while I throw out my little tantrum.
It's kind of egotistical, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's stupid. It's and so when they asked him to articulate it, you know, he didn't do a very good job of doing it.
Saying why he was doing it, right?
Yeah. Here's what happened. All of the rest of the black players around the National Football League now in solidarity decided to jump on this to say that we are in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick, and we agree that this country, we should not pay homage to this country or the respect to the flag, because the blacks are continually being mistreated by the police.
Recently. Now, but you got to remember, President Trump came out at a press meeting or whatever and said he called them SOBs, and he said, I would fire him if they were kneeling during it. And so that brought a bunch of people out
yes.
there. But the president was making a statement, kind of going along your lines, of respect about the flag. Most recently, this last weekend, they had a game in England, and the players on Baltimore are kneeling while the national anthem's playing and then standing up when they play the British God Save the Queen or whatever the heck it is. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, why are you taking on the signature of our country? You don't like Donald Trump? Then tell Donald Trump you don't like him. Right? Vote for somebody else if you don't like him. But to sit
do
there.
Do it on your own time.
Exactly. And to, you know, just defecate on what the American flag is all about and the people that have fought for this country, to me, is out of it. And Roger Goodell with the NFL has gone down the wrong lane to say, oh, we're unified with our players. And now they've even got people that have the packages of football on DirecTV are canceling their package and trying to get rid of it because they don't want to watch football.
This thing is backlashing because you have Jerry Jones, who was one of the top two or three owners in the league.
Yes.
And people respect what he says and does. But he now goes out before the game and kneels down and links arms with everybody in unison to be together. And it's the dumbest thing he could have done. What needs to be done, and it should have been done by the owner of the San Francisco 49ers, and those people are brain dead up there anyway. They can't run a franchise, an organization. That's been proven. It was to come down onto the field when he was down there on his knees, Kaepernick, and
just say,
leave the field right now. You're out. Goodbye. Get off the field. And send him in. When the game is over with, the press will say, hey, what went on there? And you simply say, this is an obligation when you show up here to stand up for the flag with your helmet under your left hand, your hand over your heart, or however you want to do it. But you pay respect and homage to the United States of America, the flag. And that's what we do here. If you don't want to do it, see you later. And that's the leadership that has to come from each individual owner in the National Football League and has to be translated down to the commissioner, Commissioner Goodell. Commissioner Goodell and all these people are now stammering around trying to figure out what to do, how to put the toothpaste back in the tube. And it's embarrassing. It's such a racial assault on everybody. And you've got people across this country, football fans, if not around the world. How about this? How about going to England and when they played the American anthem, kneeling down, showing disrespect in a foreign country to America, and then when they play the British national anthem, they stand up in unison.
Exactly.
Well, guess what? The for the black politic, and that's what we're talking about here, the politic of skin color in this country, in America, is so uninformed and so stupid in their complaints about this country. They don't even know that the British Empire was as heavy-handed in race and
slavery,
and slavery, and the trade than any country in the world. And they invented.
So sometimes
they
you don't even know what you're protesting by showing your unison. Someone said here, and I forget who it was, that you need to think before you act. I think there was a viral piece that went out on the internet about a sheriff or somebody who played college football. He was in Arizona, and he was black, and he basically kind of laid it out and came up with your statement that it's like, hey, if you have something and you're protesting and something isn't right, go out there, organize people, get into some kind of a group, get candidates to run that support you and change the thing that way, but don't sit there and take a symbol of our country and the symbol of the people that have fought and died for our country and desecrate the...
Do it on your own time, on your off day. Hold a press conference and be articulate and understand what it is you want to convey, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to convince people to your point. You're not going to convince them if you show up and act out like that.
Fred Dreyer's here. You can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer, and email, and we'll read emails later in the show, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, coming to you every week at this time. I'm Michael Horn, along with the man we call Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, you know, this thing all kind of just morphed out of control when President Donald J. Trump had a statement saying if people are kneeling and he owned a team, he would fire them. And everybody in the NFL, Roger Goodell, everybody got their panties got in a bunch and they went crazy. But here's the thing. As much as the NFL is trying to show, quote, solidarity, that all the players and the management are all for each other, one for all for one, let's look at the president of the United States. He's the commander-in-chief, and that means he's the commander-in-chief of our armed services, and he feels it is very disrespectful when people that are playing football refuse to stand for the national anthem and support the people that have fought and died for our country. So he's fighting for his group of people he's in charge of, the commander-in-chief, and I don't think anybody's looking at that. So whether you like Trump or you hate him, and obviously these people are not too proud and happy with him, they're trying to make a big deal out of this. Just look at how the man is handling the country and saying, hey, look, stop. That's enough. You know, get up off your knees and stand for the national anthem. If you don't like policies in it, do what I did. Run for the president of the United States and win, and then you can do something about it. And that in is sticking in the craw of a lot of these players and management and team personnel of the NFL. The NFL's in a heap of trouble. They got a lot of people upset with them.
Well, they do. And, you know, another person that is very upset. By the way, you know, Donald Trump, his comments were in the context of, wouldn't it be interesting if an owner decided to come down to the field and say, you're fired, get out.
Yeah.
It wasn't that he was saying you should do it. He was saying, wouldn't it be interesting if it, and which is, that's where it should come from.
He said, I would. If I had the team, I'd do it.
It should come from ownership.
You've talked about this before, that ownership should take care of their own players on their own team.
Well, look, it's a private club of billionaires who have a football club. There's 32 of them now, and it's up to them to decide, how do I want to run my team? What do I stand for? You know, you've got 70% of your players, your employees are black. You know, that the politic of skin color is rampant through professional football. And so, and if you don't know that, if you don't know how to interact with that, and you've got one of them acting out, if you've got a quarterback, a black quarterback acting out and demanding that that you look at him and he's literally sticking it up your rear ends with what he believes to be true. Wait a minute. With what he believes to be true, then you've got to straighten this guy out by saying, it's wonderful that you do that. And if you want to invite me to this event you're going to have, that's fine. And I'll be a part of that. And I'll try to help you and organize your thinking so you know what to talk to the press about to get people interested in what you want them to be interested in. But you're not going to show up here at this game on Sunday afternoon. You're not going to kneel on the ground and suddenly make it all about you when it's about the football game and the fans you paid money to see it.
You played football for many years and you had a lot of great coaches in college. Didn't one of your coaches, I think it might have even been John Madden in college at San Diego State, didn't he used to tell players on his team the one cardinal rule about respect? And what was it that he said? That don't embarrass me, don't embarrass.
Oh, yeah. He had two rules. You know, don't do anything to embarrass me or the organization, and show up on time and play hard.
That was it. So you don't want to embarrass it. And do we really, does Colin Kaepernick even really, who started this whole thing off, do we really know what it is that he's upset about? Has he articulated what he wants to see changed? And if he does, you know, we get a group together to go ahead and look at investigating or doing whatever it is. But do we even know that? He's just kneeling out there because he doesn't like the country. Then move out of the country. If you don't like it, go to the stand there in England, go over to England and play football there in the stadium there.
Go to Canada.
Yeah, any place you want to go, just head on out if you don't like it. But you're certainly making a lot of money. Well, he's not anymore because he walked out on the last year of his contract. Not exactly
too
smart.
Well, they could have released him.
They could have, but I mean,
but he walked out.
He walked out and thought he could get some more money elsewhere. And so it's like, you know, articulate, think about what it is you're protesting and what you want to do before you do it. And now It's opened a can of worms, and everybody is up in arms, and it's like, as Rodney King would say, can't we just all get along? Let's get right back to playing football.
Him. Don't quote
I just had
guy.
To.
Don't quote
Just had
guy.
To. Because even Rodney King was smart enough to realize we should get along. Yeah, let him stand up
there.
He's
an idiot, too. But you can't have this. You cannot tolerate this. The standards of the league have to be higher. We got to know what it is. And I want somebody, I'd like to have Goodell ask Colin Kaepernick, what the hell do you want us to listen to? What do you want us to do? What do you want? Just tell us, articulate what you want to have happen, and we'll try to help you. But not on our time, on yours.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, star of the new Transformers movie that's coming out. We're talking a little NFL football protesting these days and a little bit of a situation that's gotten out of hand with the kneeling. And apparently, Fred Dreyer, here's a story that DirecTV, AT&T owns DirecTV. They have a policy of no refunds. They are now giving refunds on NFL packages due to the protests. Yeah. Apparently, subscribers have been complaining to the DirecTV NFL Sunday ticket.
A lot of subscribers.
They want to cancel the service because the football players' national anthem protest kneeling during the national anthem. The protest started with, as we mentioned, Colin Kaepernick started it off now. Out of control, President Trump made some comments, called the protest disgraceful, encouraged fans to boycott the NFL. AT&T and DirecTV, the exclusive home of that Sunday ticket, costs about $300 a season. And DirecTV normally has a no-cancellation policy, but the Wall Street Journal says they're starting to give refunds because people are demanding they want to cancel the NFL Sunday ticket.
Yep, as they should. And they've got this thing. I don't know how big the hole is, the breach between the fan base and the National Football League. I don't know how big that breach is. We'll find out in the weeks ahead. But this is not something you take lightly whatsoever. And I just, again, I'm going to reiterate that it's important, I think, for our commissioner.
Roger Goodell.
Of
the NFL.
To find out from Colin Kaepernick.
What he wants. What's his
here. He has to go back to the source, Colin Kaepernick, in order to have Colin explain himself and tell people what it is that he wants and what he meant by it. Because that's the only way the league can back out of this. There's no way. I mean, what are they going to do? Everybody going to just suddenly show up and start pledging allegiance to the flag? Is that what they're going to do? Or is this going to continue for the next 16 weeks?
Well, here's another story. The widow of the fallen Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle, she says the National Football League's participation in this national anthem protest has shattered unity that it once enjoyed with the fans. Ms. Kyle says she said goodbye to her husband in February of 2013 at a memorial service, Dallas Memorial Service, held for thousands at Cowboys Stadium. She said in an open letter posted on her Facebook page this last Tuesday that the bond she shared with the league is now gone. Quoting her, she says, "Your desire to focus on division and anger has shattered what many people love most about the sport. Football was really a metaphor for our ideal world, different backgrounds, talents, political beliefs, and histories as one big team with one big goal, to do well, to win, together." So her letter came one day after the Cowboys team, the entire team, joined by Jerry Jones, the owner, they linked arms and knelt prior to the national anthem while in Phoenix, Arizona. The players then stood for the song, and she says, again, quoting her, "If you ever want to get off your knees and get to work on building bridges, let me know. I have found screaming about the problems in service, marriages, or even standing in silence in front of them hasn't healed even one of them." So there's the Chris Kyle Foundation that's out there, too, and this is a serious thing she's talking about.
There's a lot of people really upset. It hasn't finished ebbing. Yeah. You know, the other interesting thing is You know, once you politicize something, you can't unpoliticize
it. It's tough. It is very tough. You're right.
This is going to be this football will never be the same. I got to tell you.
And I'm telling you, it's because so many people are bunched up that Donald Trump won the election. It's like, hey, get over it. He is now the president. Right, right. He's making statements. He would fire the people that are kneeling during the anthem. So now everybody on the NFL is up and out. Oh, you just mentioned that. You know, be a bigger person. Drop it and get up and don't be disrespectful of the flag. And if you got a problem, work to correct that problem in ways not during the football games, where, as Ms. Kyle has said right now, that, you know, we get together with different diversities, different backgrounds, and we have one thing, trying to win together. That was the fun part of the NFL. It is out of control now. Totally. And you're right. I think that Colin Kaepernick needs to say, hey, this is what I meant by this, and allow the league to back out of this and say, okay, what is it exactly you're protesting? Why did you kneel to begin with? What's your problem? Here you go. Here's some money. Go start an organization and start working to support your goal. But that ain't happening. Am I right, Fred?
Well, it's not happening because the politic of skin color has been exploited and promoted by the mainstream media. And there's nothing more liberal now, folks, than ESPN and sports journalism. You can't get anybody. I'll guarantee you this thing that's happened here with Colin Kaepernick, it goes right down racial lines. You know,
you're blaming the media for a lot of this.
Listen, the media is culpable for a lot of things. Why didn't a journalist, not a promoter of a politic, why didn't a journalist say, just a second here, let's get a clarification. Let's get a clarification on what Trump meant. Let's get a clarification on what Colin Kaepernick meant and what he wanted. I'd like to talk to him. Would ESPN like to take one of their renowned interviewers and sit Colin down and have a conversation, you know, somewhere up in San Francisco, wherever the hell he was, and have him just air it out and talk about it.
That's
and
the only way.
Ask him
to be
what it is that you want. Please tell us what you want, because so far this thing is really, really stupid.
Comments, Fred Dreyer, Twitter account, Fred, F-R-E-D underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can also follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And by all means, email Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
We love watching sports, but with so many options for television and online streaming, it's nearly impossible to catch all the best moments of your favorite games. Now with the SportFlip app, you can receive real-time, customized notifications so you know when your games are back on after a break. SportFlip is simple. Just set which games or teams you want to follow, and whenever a game returns from a commercial break, period change, or rain delay, you will receive a notification on your device. Download SportFlip from the App Store today and watch more sports.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Back in the Sports Lounge, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio. Go to our website, crntalk.com. Take us with you wherever you go. You can take us on your smartphone. Just dial pound 250 and say CRN Talk. Our app is loaded on the phone. You can listen to Fred wherever you are. Pound 250, say CRN Talk, and you got our app. All right, another big story that's popping the news wires this week and the sports wires is this basketball, college basketball, this NCAA coaches, Adidas reps and others, the bribery charges. Apparently 10 people have been involved in college basketball are being charged with bribery, corruption, and fraud by the FBI, including some NCAA assistant coaches at Oklahoma State, Auburn, Arizona, and USC. Coaches at some of the nation's top programs soliciting and accepting cash bribes, managers and financial advisors circling blue-chip prospects like Coyotes, employees at one of the world's largest sportswear companies secretly funneling cash to families of high school recruits. That's what the Southern District of the New York U.S. Attorney Jun Kim said in a press release. This is serious stuff, Fred Dreyer.
Well, not only is it, but this isn't the NC2A investigation. This is the FBI.
Yeah.
This is like wiretaps, tape surveillance, setups, stings. This is a whole big deal. You get caught in that mess, and you're looking at some serious jail time. And there's the big thing about this is to get perspective on it. It's shoe companies, Nike, Adidas, all the big shoe companies. But in this one, it's Nike.
And Adidas, I think, in this too.
Well, yeah, but I think they actually crashed Nike's
pulled out records
store and confiscated stuff.
Yeah, FBI goes in there and grabs what they want.
Well, yeah, that's it. They just walk right in and say, get out of the way. That's mine. Take that computer and give me those pencils. Yeah, I wouldn't want them
to take. The FBI takes the pencils?
I wouldn't want them to take this one.
But they could come in here and grab that from
me. This is a good pencil.
It's good.
Well, but the shoe companies are influencing coaches.
Yep.
They're influencing families. They're telling families, here, we're going to give you some money, and we're going to give the coaches some money. If you steer this kid this way, get him into our shoes, and get a kid from Hoboken, wherever the heck that is, and get him suddenly to show up at University of Michigan to play basketball for him. Well, how does he get there? I mean, how did he find out? He just suddenly say, I want to go to Michigan? No, he's been influenced, and there's huge payoffs.
Louisville is another school involved in this, too.
Well, that brings me to, Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
You know, who's at Providence, who won championships at, Kentucky, and who's a very renowned, very good, very competent coach. He's been wrapped up in a lot of trouble over the last 10 years. You know, he had that scandal, that sex scandal in a restaurant. He had a lot of issues that he was being looked at, and he kind of ducked out and made it through. But this one here, I guess, the school, Louisville, where he was the head coach, is getting ready to open up. They're getting ready to open the season up in about a week, 10 days.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And or go to camp anyway. And so what you wind up getting is you got a coach now. You got a Louisville team where players are now starting to say, I got to get out of here before the season starts. They're starting to scatter. They know something's wrong. Their coach, Rick Pitino, is going to be charged with something. His career probably is over. We can't say it is for sure.
Wow.
But he's got big-time problems, and he could go to jail.
Lamont Evans of Oklahoma State University, Chuck Pearson of Auburn University, Emmanuel Richardson of the University of Arizona, Tony Bland at USC, all named in court documents. And according to these criminal complaints, sports agents and advisors were giving coaches cash bribes as much as $100,000 to push college athletes and to hire them. And the court documents said, quoting the documents, coaches have enormous influence over the student athletes who play for them. Coaches have exercised that influence by steering players and their families to retain particular advisors, not because of the merits of those advisors, but because the coaches were being bribed by the advisors to do so. End of quote. So the advisors and the agents also accused of paying high school athletes, their families, to get them to commit to certain schools. So this bribery investigation reportedly been going on since 2015. They've been looking at this for a few years.
They got a lot of evidence, and they popped up just in time for the season to start. And believe me, they're loaded for bear. These guys got big time problems, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised right now. Right now, you got people just bleeding all over the carpet, trying to confess and trying to turn state's evidence or whatever it might be. Because all you got to do is, if you're attorney general, is to walk in, state's attorney, and come in and just simply say, "You and you and you are going to jail. Here's what I want you to do." And if you don't do it, you're going to jail.
And you're right, and this comes at a time when they're going to training camp and the college basketball season will be starting.
This is a tough blow.
Yeah.
You know, this is a tough blow for kids, especially.
Why do these schools like USC got nailed for, violations with the football team and stuff? How can they be dumb enough to get into something again in the basketball? That's what really is ridiculous. Yeah, the coach at Louisville, you mentioned, he gets nailed on something. I can be egotistical once again enough to think that you're beyond the reproach of the law. And
well, you've got assistant assistants. I don't want to know if it's the USC people or not, but you know, who are walking into locker rooms after having a meeting with the shoe companies and saying, you know, and the agents and saying, here's $13,000, thanks for your help, and guys are taking the cash.
By the way, after the show, we got a meeting with some guys over there that have some tennis shoes for you. Just thought I'd let you know.
I think my eligibility is in question.
I don't know.
I can lie on my birth certificate only so much, you know.
Guy's got some used Keds shoes in the outfit that he wants to sell you. All right, I can't believe people are that stupid. It's just the stupidity of sports these days. We'll continue straight ahead. This is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email time, Fred. We got Patrick who says, hey, Fred, big fan. Hope all is well. Great show you have with Mike. Thank you very much, Patrick. Found out about the show when you were on the Mark Levin show. They heard about your program.
Yeah, Mark's a fan, and we shared information, and here we are, and it's a great way to spend the afternoon with Mike and I.
Brandon says, Mr. Dreyer, a.k.a. the Sultan of Safety, hope all's going well. Longtime fan of yours. I had the chance to hang out with Ed Podolak, I guess, and Jack Rudney of the Kansas City Chiefs last Thursday for Ed's 70th birthday, and they got thinking about other former NFL players that had an impact on the game, and they went to other significant accomplishments after the career, and they talked about you. So that's pretty good.
Well, we're good friends, no matter what we are. It's a great. It was a great fraternity to be a part of, and I miss those guys, actually.
Thomas says, how about this? What gets me upset is both teams in London knee for the anthem. They stand for the song of the Queen. Something not right. What we're talking about here on the show today.
Yeah, that's right.
exactly what's going on. Gail says, missing you, Fred. She was missing you the last couple of
Gail
weeks.
Gail Morgan, yes, yeah. Thank you. God bless.
Bob says, I love Fred Dreyer, my hero from the 80s. I wish we could meet. Are we going to get a meet and greet together for you at some time?
I don't know how we do that. We should fly in at a designated area in the desert, and they all meet out there.
Kurt says, Fred, I owe you a big apology. Last time I wrote to you and after the Hunter left for TV, I said Mr. Cannell made a big mistake for not keeping the series on board. I didn't know the facts, although you and Stephanie made great crime-fighting team out there. There must have been timing for all things to end. My comments were out of line, and I'm sorry for that. Your show is on Comcast at 2 o'clock, and he says he loves you, and my mother really likes your show, so he's asking to say forgive him.
Forgive him.
All right, there you go. We'll be back. Sports Lounge, this weekly get-together looking at the inside of sports, the politics of sports, and boy, has sports been happy to give us that information this week. Kneeling in the NFL, violations with shoes in the NBA or the NCAA, and now we got Peyton Manning. He hasn't committed to this yet, but earlier in the week, the Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker announced his intentions to retire next year. And so names started to surface as potential candidates to replace him. And one of the names that popped up is Peyton Manning. Yes, that's right. Famed Hall of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning. Now, this guy's going to be there. According to the Republican Representative Scott DeJarlis, he says the quarterback, Peyton Manning, who played for the Colts and, of course, the Broncos, may be eyeing a career in politics. What do you think on this one, Fred?
Well, it's interesting. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know if he wants to get involved in politics. I think he still has a lot to do, a lot he wants to do in the world of football.
Yeah.
But he did say that I don't know where all that came from. It's the quickest thing there is to... is to start a narrative, is to say, you know, Corker's leaving, and he should. He's a liberal. And, you know, we got to find just someone to replace him. So why not Manning?
Corker's a liberal Republican. And so Corker leaving in 2018. They say, though, that Peyton Manning could have his eye on Senator Lamar Alexander's seat, which is up in 220, if Alexander chooses not to seek reelection. So you should note, they say, that Peyton Manning shot down the idea of a career in politics after similar rumblings surfaced earlier this year. He said, quote, I don't know where that came from. He told reporters in March, he said, quote, last week I was going to run a team. This week I'm going to apparently run for Senate. Next week I'll be an astronaut. I have no interest in the political world, but would like to continue serving communities. So that's his statement that he said in March. We'll see what's going on.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Every time I see Peyton on TV or I see Archie, I think of...
you played with Archie.
We played the same time.
Same time, and you had the kids on your knee or something.
Well, I was doing in 81, I was doing color commentating for CBS.
Right.
And we did a New Orleans Saints game down there in New Orleans. So I went down there, and I went to the practice. And after practice, I said, hey, Archie, I want to talk to you about some stuff, get some notes and stuff for the broadcast for tomorrow.
Right.
He says, yeah, just let's go over to the house. So we went over to the house. And his kids were running around, and Peyton was a squirt. I mean, two, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how old he was in
81. He was the oldest.
81.
So we
can look it up and see how old he was in 81. But he was a little guy.
And Eli was there, too?
And Eli was just a thumbnail.
He had to be just a thumbnail.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what the there's three boys, but I don't know exactly what it was, but he sat on my lap as I talked to Archie the entire time, you know. So
and what did he, was he okay? Was he a good kid?
Yeah. Oh, they're great.
Yeah,
great family. Olivia, mother, fabulous. Are you looking that up right now?
I'm trying to look and see what's.
How old was Peyton Manning in 81?
I'm trying to check that out here. We can see what's going on, but. I don't have that information. I have to wait get the next segment here and get the information out for you. But apparently, Peyton Manning, let's take a look here. Born in March 24th of 1976.
76.
76.
Okay. So he's like 4 or 5 79? Years old. Yeah.
Yeah, so like 3
No,
years
this
old.
Is 81.
Oh, 81? Okay,
yeah.
There you go, yeah.
So, He was just a little guy. I remember these guys running around, and it was a lot of fun. It was a good family.
Did he call you Uncle Freddie?
No, he did not.
Well, be good to see him again and see if he remembers sitting on your old knee.
I don't think he would.
Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer. Very important. Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email Fred. Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Go to his website, freddreyer.co, and get that movie.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, Coco sent an email here and just said, are you going to be at the Pomona RV show in Pomona, California again this year?
You know, I did that show. I'm hoping to rejoin all those folks out there. I had a very, very good time. I've had a lot of fun.
And Thomas says he's written a book about the origins of the football rivalry between Notre Dame and USC being released this month. And he says he thinks the show would be a good topic. Are you a big sports rivalry kind of fan, Fred?
What do you mean?
Between the Notre Dame and USC.
Oh, USC, that's a big rivalry.
Yeah, it's a big one. So he's got a book coming out. Hey, the Patriots in the news this week. They apologize. Apparently Tom Brady warns readers not to drink tap water. He's the quarterback there. And so apparently they ran out of bottled water at Gillette Stadium. And so they started to charge $4.50 or $5 for a cup filled with tap water this last weekend, and the Patriots now apologizing for charging $4.50 for tap water.
They got caught. They got caught.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
They got caught.
They got caught on this thing. Now, let's talk about your website, because we didn't get a chance to talk on this show. Mm-hmm. FredDryer.co, FredDryer.co. This is where you get your latest movie that's out now called Highway 395. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's I did the movie several years ago, and I was going to distribute it. I held on to it myself to get as much control over it as I could. Otherwise, you give up control of it completely for 25, 30 years. You know, you might as well turn the film over to somebody else. So we just released it, and it's a terrific movie. And I play Raleigh Wade, Sheriff Raleigh Wade, on horseback up there in the hills of right off of Highway 395.
Sheriff Raleigh Wade.
Lone Pine and Bridgeport.
All in California. You shot it on location,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I'm the Sentinel of the Highway.
Is that it, the Sentinel of the Highway?
That's who
I
am.
Do you go up there now after you film the movie and just kind of hang out and say, "This, I'm Chef Raleigh Wade," kind of ride your car around? Like,
yeah, at nighttime, I just walk around the hills.
You do?
Yeah.
So anyway, they go to freddryer.co.
Yes.
And they can download
this
movie
And they can see they can see the trailer, and then they can buy the movie.
FredDryer.co. Check it out. That's Fred's brand new website. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer, and FredDryer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Well, it's always great to be back, especially when you're gone for a while. I miss you and looking forward to the next time.